When we dismantle the myth of external absolute, something subtle happens. We may start to crown ourselves instead. By replacing system worship with self-worship, by replacing control with hyper-independence, sometimes by replacing dependency with isolation, that too is a dead end. Because freedom is not found in replacing one absolute with another. In this episode, we explore what it means to be a self that is powerful, but not solitary. Whole, but not sealed. Rooted, yet always becoming. Let us go there. This is Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. My name is TD and I am your host. This episode's name is called The Self is Not Absolute Either. If absolutism is the belief that something can hold the whole of me, then even the self must be interrogated. The self feels central, continuous, authoritative, but it is not fixed, complete or final. You are not one thing. You are many moments, many selves, many interpretations unfolding over time. The I that you were 10 years ago cannot fully govern the I that you are today. And the I that you feel you are today may be embarrassed by tomorrow. If the self were absolute, growth would be impossible. After disentangling from oppressive systems, people often swing to the opposite extreme. You'll hear them saying, "I am my own authority. Nothing defines me. I answer only to myself." Imagine, that is a necessary phase of recovery, though, especially after control, stigma, or domination. But if the self becomes absolute, it stops listening, it stops being questioned, it stops being transformed. And that is dangerous. And that is not freedom. That is isolation with a crown on. A more accurate understanding is like this. The self is not a destination, it is a meeting place. Within you meet body and spirit, memory and imagination, trauma and desire, culture and resistance, faith and doubt. The self is relational, not total. Even your most private convictions were shaped by language you did not invent, histories you did not choose, and wounds you did not ask for. To absolutize the self is to deny this interdependence. The danger of absolutized selfhood: an absolute self begins to confuse intuition with infallibility. It confuses boundaries with isolation, confuses sovereignty with supremacy. It becomes unable to be corrected, unable to be surprised, unable to be loved deeply, because love requires permeability. This is how liberation movements fracture. This is how spirituality becomes narcissism. And this is how healing turns into denial. No systems, not ego, not doctrine. What holds the self is orientation, not control. It's a commitment to truth, not certainty. It's a posture of listening, not submission, and a willingness to be changed, not erased. You are not absolute, but you are responsible. Responsible to what your life produces in the lives of others. Responsible for how your freedom touches the vulnerable, responsible for whether your becoming engages the world or shrinks it, and whether your becoming engages the world in order to enlarge it rather than shrinking the world. So the most dangerous person is not one who thinks they are absolute. It is one who knows they are incomplete, influenceable, and unfinished, and still refuses domination. Each person, or such a person rather, can say, I may be wrong, and I will not surrender my dignity. I am shaped by others, and I will not be owned. I am becoming, and I will not be frozen. That balance, humility without submission, is rare. And that is where real freedom lives. If neither systems nor the selves are absolute, then what keeps us moving? What keeps us breathing? What keeps us becoming? We answer that in our next episode. Tune in every Thursday, or even better, subscribe and receive a notification of each release of an episode. Till then.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.